Hello, this is Gordon Atkinson, also known as Real Life Preacher. We had some extra room on the CD, so I thought I would talk for a few minutes about the story that you've heard or will hear, maybe give you some of the background behind it. This Christmas story was born about 10 years ago at our church. At the time, I had begun to tell Bible stories rather than read them on Sunday mornings. Not all the time, but sometimes. And when I would tell a story, I would always add some depth and detail and context, and I really enjoyed it. At the time, my goal was to sound as much like Garrison Keillor as possible, whom I think is just a great storyteller. And when I would tell these stories, I would try to get the context, the historical context, correct, but I would use modern dialogue because I have always thought that Jesus and the disciples and all the people in the Bible probably spoke slang or idiomatic language of their own. We just don't know what that was, so I would use our language and only speak the way that we would say things. When I began to do this with the Christmas story, when I started putting it together in a form that I could tell the church, I came up with a couple of big surprises. I mentioned them briefly in the introduction. The first is there just wasn't any inn at all, and no innkeeper. There weren't those sorts of inns in Bethlehem of the first century. And what probably happened was Mary and Joseph came to town and were staying in a what would be known as a loose down or a let down, or I think in modern times they're called khans, but just a public room for travelers. And when the time came for her to give birth, there just wasn't appropriate space there. Also, I was amazed to find in a Bible dictionary some photographs of mangers, and they were in people's homes and not in little wooden barns. And as I began to build my own Christmas story out of that information, I presented it in a monologue at our church. At that time, I just had notes, really. But it was a lot of fun, and the folks enjoyed it. The next year, I did the Simeon story, the story of the old man that waited, from Luke chapter 2. And I have that story as well now. And then I did the Magi, which is actually my favorite of all the stories. And then the last one I did was Gabriel visiting Mary. And in my story, Gabriel's kind of like a cowboy, and at one point he even says, you know, hell, Mary was full of grace, which I thought was really funny, but I chickened out and didn't say it in front of the church, so it just remains only in the manuscript. Sometime, I guess maybe 6-7 years ago, maybe 8, I don't know, I told my wife that I would love to do seven stories that surround the birth of Jesus, which would be the birth story, the story of the shepherds and the angels, Simeon and the man that waited, the Magi, the angel visits, and perhaps Zechariah and Elizabeth, and put them all together into one big Christmas book. But I didn't think I'd ever really be able to do it or anything. It just seemed like a kind of a nice idea. So this, me releasing this story at Real Life Preacher 2 years ago in 8 parts was kind of the first step toward me doing something I've dreamed of. And I'm real excited to release it on an audio book because I just like hearing stories told, and I really write more like a storyteller. Next year, my plan is to do the Magi story, which I think will be real exciting, and I've met an astronomer who's helping me with some astronomical stuff. In the Magi story, it will be a supernova, which is dying, a dying star that they will see. And all the Magi think it's a new star that was born in the sky, except for one very old Magi who thinks it's dying and thinks that maybe they ought to follow it. So that my plan is to have that one ready for next year, Christmas 2006, and we'll just see where this goes. Sometimes it's kind of nice when you think maybe your dreams can come true, and mine is certainly to tell these stories. I want to say thank you to a few people. First of all, thank you to Covenant Baptist Church, because these folks have listened to my stories for 10 years now, the good ones and the bad ones, and they're such gentle people. So this story was born out of that relationship, me as the proclaimer of that congregation. Also, Drew and Elizabeth Cawthorn at Beba Books, who've been so nice to me. And Ben King, whose idea to put the book out on audio, in an audio version first, was kind of revolutionary to me. But it's so amazing. If you want to make an audio book, you can just do it and do it right away. So thanks to Ben for the idea and the wonderful music, and also for Covita and the living room studio where we recorded it. It's been a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy the story. Thanks.